Your hidden power. Focus on your mind and your body, your spirit, more than anything else in this hour. We'll be joined in a moment by Mary O'Malley, who is our resident psychic. She has a very exciting new website, and I decided to have her come on. We talk about it and how she's helping you. Then later in the hour, Uri Geller will join us from his home in Israel. Here's another guy that has just amazing, expansive psychic connections, power, whatever you want to call it, successful mind bending. He's so fascinating. And Mary is here, so we'll start with her, and then Maria Francesca Trilogy, our expert when it comes to astrology, what's going on in your life. We'll be talking about a different planet and how they're coming into your life, how they influence your lives. The planet, I think that's part of astrology anyway. And there are a lot of people who think there's a strong connection between astrology and your psychic connection. I'm not sure that that's true. Mary O'Malley joins us from PsychicScout.com. So, Mary, is there a connection between astrology, or maybe the better way of asking the question, do you use any astrology? Does it have a sense into your intuitive connection with people, or is it just another skill?
Well, it's another skill. I don't use it per se, but I pay attention to it. It's always, I get clients calling all in the same week, all with the same kind of issue, and I realize it's astrological. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just the way things are going right now. Just hang tight. It'll be over in about a week, you know. So I use them both, and I think astrologically some of us are more prone to easily access our intuition. So, you know, that can make a difference too.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessarily true, like you said.
Yeah,
there's a lot of variables.
Yeah, there are so many different variables, and we tend to sort of, the superficial amongst us would put what you do and what is done by Maria and that group, astrologers and psychics, in together as all a big, you know, there's a stiff storm of controversy around what you do, because there are people who are not good at what you do, and they give what you do a bad name. I think we talked about that a little bit earlier, but the mm-hmm. idea here is to, in my mind, to seal your credibility with the audience, and thus the focus on this new website that you've designed and developed, Mary O'Malley, Psychic Scout, with a focus on healing your soul, which is something new, although I guess if I think about it, that's what we collectively, those of us who seek out the help, the assistance of people like you, had never really thought about it in terms of your soul, though.
Well, I never really did either until I was reading Anthony Williams' Medical Medium book, and he talks about that. And, you know, we have a soul, and over time, we lose pieces of it. It's something I've heard about before with shamanism. We lose pieces of it to certain traumas, and then, you know, our heart holds our love and compassion and joy, and our spirit, our will, and our physical strength, according to him. And that feels about right to me when I talk to my guides. And I actually realized I was in a bad place myself. And
you're in a bad place now, or you were before?
I was before. It mm-hmm. happens to all of us, I guess. But
sure does.
I was telling my friend about what I read, and I said, I don't even think I have any will left. You know, I'm just beat up. And we talked about her helping me with marketing, and she said, I could be the best race car driver in the world, but if you give me a car that's missing parts, I'm still not going to win the race. Mm-hmm. And I realized I had some more work to do. So I started talking to spirit, my spirit guides, and he gave me this phenomenally easy energy exchange thing to do to retrieve those pieces of my soul. And I can't believe the difference, how powerful it is.
When did you do this? When has this taken place? Over what period of time?
In the last couple of months.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, yeah. That's interesting, isn't it? Huh? And you feel better physically as well as emotionally, because it's the spirit, mind, body connection. So what part of you feels better?
Every part of me feels better.
Really? So really, you can... In that way, you can serve your clients better.
Yes.
And so everybody who's used you over the years needs to get their money back.
Well, it's funny because, I have to say it didn't really relate to my clients. I do what I do. I am what I am. And Spirit's always helping me with that. So I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
But with my own personal life.
Yeah.
With my own personal life, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
this is not a secret. You and Maria Trilogy live in the same town and are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got to know you, through her. And with the loss of her son last year, her world, and I know you've talked to her, her world has gone upside down. And among the other impacts of this, and I'm not saying anything that she hasn't said publicly, her work she thinks is better. The work that she does, getting to people, coaching people, helping people, is better now because of what happened, her experience, which she's still going through, frankly, with the loss of her son. Is that the kind of thing that it takes? Did you have that much disruption in your life that brought you around to seeking some kind of improvement or betterment for yourself?
Yeah, I didn't have that same trauma. Mine was a little different. It was just things kind of going south slowly but surely, and pretty soon they were all at the bottom. And, you know, for me, it was a financial crisis that took me there. And
Well, it takes a lot of people there. It sure takes a lot
so
of people
stressful.
Down.
Mm-hmm. It just eats at you every day. It takes a little, takes a little more of you. So, I think sometimes these happen so that we're forced to turn to Spirit, and tune in and ask for help, and they're happy to give it.
This is the thing. This is like help for the help. And that's one of the, if you're a doctor, for example, and you don't continue to read or go back to school, most of the doctors that I know will tell all of us who are their patients that what they learned in school 20, 30, whatever, however many years ago is obsolete now. And if you're not keeping up with the journals or you're not studying or you're not doing research yourself, then you're behind the times. And if you really want to get the best out of a doctor or in a sense, I think Mary and Maria are certainly cut from that cloth because they are specialists and they help people. And after all, what's the definition of a doctor? Someone who is helping you heal. And so in this circumstance, you've got people who need to keep up or need to get tuned up. And so the doctors are no different than you and you're no different than the doctors. Tune it up.
It is the same on a spiritual level because we open up to different levels of being able to receive, whether it's information or healing. There's lots of new information out there coming in. So, even the metaphysical work, the energy of that has sped up quite a bit, mm-hmm. Over the last 10, 15 years in particular. So, we need to be as metaphysical physicians.
That's what you are. Do you think it's because more people know what you do and are finding solace in it? More people are spending money with what has been non-conventional or unconventional, like psychics, astrologers, people who are good guides, people who are coaches. More people are being brought into this, and that's why you got to be careful of who you're talking to. But more people are spending money to get help through auspices such as you offer versus going to a medical psychiatrist or a trained social worker, psychologist, that sort of thing. And you knew that probably, didn't you? That number is getting higher all the time.
Yeah, and I think the big difference is because the metaphysical work is all about self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything we do for you. It's how we lead you to understand your own connections and how it works and to be self-empowered through that.
Mm-hmm.
So, not that we're not bringing in our guides and there's extra help coming in, but I've said it before, I'll say it again. Most of my clients at the end of the session tell me, I knew that. I just really needed confirmation.
Yeah.
So the sense of learning to be able to trust themselves and their own spiritual connection and connection with their higher self. And that feels good. You know, it feels helpful. It feels empowering.
Yeah. I haven't really talked to you at length for a while. I think the last time I saw you was at some point last year, but you do sound, as I'm listening to you, your voice sounds stronger. You sound more committed. You are less hesitant. And all of those things seem to be coming around as a result of what you've explained to us, and thus the development of this website that we're focused on. Mary O'Malley's Psychic Scout. Go to psychic, psychicscout.com, and heal your soul. This is something, if you've wondered what's holding you back, we're going to talk about how you can use the platform here and how you can use Mary and her services as we continue on. This is your hidden power. Something that will give you power, strength, is a good night's rest. You have nothing if you don't have a good night's rest. I think I was talking about how on my my course of evaluation going to 23andMe to have my body and my life from a medical point of view examined so that I know kind of what to expect going forward. One of the things that I'm happy about is that asking the question about how much you rest, and because they ask questions about every aspect of your life at the 23andMe. And so I was talking, I was explaining in words how it is that I get a better night's sleep. I didn't mention MyPillow per se, but MyPillow does help me, and it will help you get a much better night's rest. You've heard a lot of people talk about it. Now it's time that you tried it if you haven't. And you can go to MyPillow.com and see what you'll find out what everybody is talking about by taking advantage of their buy one pillow at the regular price and get another one free deal. As a matter of fact, that extends to lots of different things that are on. They don't just sell pillows at MyPillow.com. All kinds of bedding, everything you need to get a good night's rest is there. So help yourself. Now through the end of the month, it's like 50% off on everything, and enjoy their money-back guarantee, plus the 10-year warranty. You can wash these pillows, you can dry them, you can use them over and over again. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's DJV, to get a better night's rest and to be healthier. Add to your soul improvement with MyPillow at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Psychic Scout Mary O'Malley. She has a new website, psychicscout.com, where a lot of new things that can help you. If you want to book an appointment, help yourself to it, you can do that through the website. Heal your soul, heal your life, things that are holding you back. And I will confess, I don't know that I've said this in as many words before, and I don't know that I've ever asked you this, but it's on my mind now. Why is it that some people come into this life? Everybody's got lessons to learn. We all choose our lessons. Somebody said to me the other day, Mary, this is just a show, right? You don't really believe in all of this stuff.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, you know, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't believe in it. And what I'm finding interesting is that I don't do a great job, and this is something I got to work on this year. One of my resolves is to do a better job in promoting not only me, but the radio programs, all of them that I do. This one has the most interesting growth curve. As we look at the people that get the podcast, you can go to yourhiddenpowershow.com and get the podcasts of the important salient things that are being said by all these folks, mm-hmm. and the guests included every week. But I said, of course I believe this stuff. Well, it's all a lot of razzle. Then I said, no, it's not. I can tell you that as someone who has had, I have so much to be thankful for, and I'm in the process of trying to figure, as we all are, figure it out as we go down the road, and mm-hmm. trying to, in my case, figure out why things are so hard. Why is it mm-hmm. so difficult in my circumstance with the farm? It's taken me years and years and years to get that farm saved. In terms of my radio program, I don't have the kind of coverage or exposure that I would like, frankly. The following is there because I've been around for a long time, but it isn't as I would like it to be. And my own personal relationships, my love life, has been very difficult all of my life. And so these things, but you put them together and it's a question of why. What is there that makes things that I do, if that's what it is, or what I've come into, that make things so difficult? And I think you're chuckling.
Well, you know, I can say since I've been doing the soul retrieval work, it's amazing what I can do that I couldn't do a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. The sense of empowerment I have, the sense of self-confidence, my heart beating in such a way that says, yes, they need this. People need this. You know, you can help them. That fire and passion. You know, I think we hit a certain age and those pieces that have been taken from our soul, you know, really start to show up. We just kind of get clobbered down with everything. So, you know, it's, and of course it's a little different for everyone.
Yep.
You know what the issues is. So we need to be flexible and working with people and talking to people. And, but it is, you know, it's just like you drive a car for a while, you need a tune-up. Right.
Yes. Right. Exactly. Or you need a new car.
Yeah. And
one
we
or the other.
Ourselves up physically, but we don't think about tuning up our soul or tuning up our heart. You know, the more spiritual side of it, and that needs to be done.
I'm going to send people to heal. This is some way. This is about everything. It's about your mind. It's about your soul. About your body. You got to tune it up. So if you go to Mary's website, which is psychicscout.com, you'll read a lot of stuff. And then you can schedule an appointment if you would like to. A lot of people, including folks listening to this program, who are getting great results, and you might want to try it for yourself. Try it once and see if it works and see where it goes. That's psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley here. Look at her website. There are all kinds of people attesting to her healing work, the energy work that she does. And I know there are many of you, many folks around the country and around the world who are skeptics. That can be said for my next participant, somebody who is a great friend, and I'm happy to have him in my life, and I hope he's happy to have me in his life. Uri Geller has been plying his trade as a fabulous mind motivator for as long as I've been on the radio, frankly. He and I are both the same age. We've had a lot of similar, different experiences based on where we came from, what we grew up around. One thing that is similar to people growing up in your part of the world in the Middle East, Uri, or in our part of the world here, we have our heroes. And some of them are real-life heroes, and some of them are make-believe heroes, such as the case with comic books. When you were a kid, you read comic books. When I was a kid, we read comic books. And now these people are all being made, or these people we saw in the pages of the comic books have been made into what some people feel are real life heroes. Are there people with that kind of power, do you think, really?
Yes, I'm open-minded. There's no doubt in my mind that in a few thousands of years, we'll be able to fly, levitate, we'll be able to teleport ourselves. You know, we're beginning to prove that atoms can move and teleport. Unbelievable. But the reason I wanted to talk about comic books today is because one of the most famous movies around now, out in theaters, is Wonder Woman, and I think it grossed over $2 billion.
Oh yeah,
you know,
fabulous!
The lady, the beautiful girl who plays Wonder Woman, is an Israeli actress, Gal Gadot.
Yes, yeah,
amazing. She's so beautiful, and she's so witty, and she's so clever, and she always delivers positive messages, you know, and so on. But very few people know this, but in 1976, Stan Lee, who created Marvel Comics, who's big, you know, the big comics, Superman and Thor and Batman, and they wanted to make a comic about me, at least to have a character in one of their superheroes. So they chose Daredevil, and I became a character in Daredevil, and I'm actually on the cover of the comic book.
I never knew that. You never told me that before.
Yeah, well, if you put in Google Uri Geller Daredevil 133, the comic will come up. You'll see me on the cover. Of course, drawn, you know, beautifully drawn by Wolf Woz, the person who did all their amazing drawings, and what I'm going to do now is I got some amazing artwork that Stan Lee signed, but most important, I managed to get Daredevil number one signed by Stan Lee.
Oh, how'd you find that?
Yeah, well, you, my connections. And so in my museum, to those who don't know, I'm opening a museum in about eight, 9 months from now in a 2,000-year-old amazing Arabic building with, it's just stunning. There will be a little corner, and I'll blow up the cover of Daredevil, and I'll have a little story about Stan Lee, because it's going to be such a contrast. You have these amazing 1,400-year-old rooms, and suddenly you see a Daredevil in the corner. So that's why I wanted to speak to you about comic books today.
What a fabulous story. That's a great story. I'm going to look for that. We've told many stories between the two of us over the last 25 or 26 years, and I've never heard that one before, so I'm going to keep that one in my noggin. One of the things
I will email you the cover, and
I'll send you
your next birthday, I'll sign you an original comic.
Okay. Nice. We'll have to share our birthdays together, though. That's one of the things, that tradition, we have to go back to doing that. One of the things that we were talking earlier with our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, the way that people get healed, we all need, you have a doctor, you have lawyers, you have advisors. You're one of the most self-sufficient people, though, who is in the business that you're in that I've ever met. You are really not a one-man show, but you bring your family into it, and there's something really kind of neat. One of the reasons that I think I like you as much as I do and respect you as much as I do is that you are able to master much of what is necessary to be relevant. Let's put it that way. You maintain relevance, and people know that you are relevant because you understand how to do public relations and stuff. But I don't think the second question I've never really asked you, this is something I haven't heard from you. How do you get tuned up? How does Uri Geller get help when he needs it? Whether it's spiritual, emotional, physical, we all need it. That's what this program, Your Hidden Power, is all designed to do. So what do you do?
Well, Doug, you know that the most important, powerful spiritual tool that one has is self-belief, prayer, the power of prayer, your immediate family. Your children, your wife, Hannah, you know, who's my wife for 50 years now. So those are tools that you dip into in times that you need help. But very, very important again, and I bombard this sentence over and over on your program, if you wake up in the morning and you manage to put yourself in an attitude of gratitude, that will already soothe your day because you will understand how powerful to be grateful is about. And as a matter of fact, Doug, I'm going to now email you a video which will touch you a lot. Put it on your website and you will see the determination of what you will see in the video. People will start crying and they will email you and say, thank you, Doug, for putting that video up on your website.
Do you want to give us a little more of a hint? Is this a video that you've created or something you found?
No. Let me send you this video. It's basically about a minute and a half, maybe two. But I would love to hear your reaction after you see it. I'm holding my phone, and I'm going to email you. No, I'll WhatsApp you. Are you on WhatsApp now?
No, I'm not on WhatsApp now because if I have my iPhone next to me, it disturbs what's going on. It's sort of the energy field gets disturbed. But I have it handy by.
I will email it to you in the coming 3 minutes. You will have it. You watch it, and it'll blow your mind.
All right.
Okay.
As everything else does. All right. So then we'll talk about it next week.
All right, we'll post it.
Yeah, we'll post it. All right. Thanks, Uri. Uri Geller, check out his fabulous website and the fabulous things that he does to help so many people at urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. There's no question that all of us need omega-3s. You do, I do. Sometimes there's an argument about the form in which you should get it. Dr. Ken will tell you that omega-3s need to be ingested by eating fish, sardines, Arctic haddock and whitefish and salmon and that sort of thing. And that's true. But many of us can't get a hold of good quality fish and have it every day. And we really need good quality fish oil in our being every day. So that's where the folks at Purity Products come in, because they not only have mastered the finding, procuring, purifying the omega-3s, but they also have come up with a blend here called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. That is combining omega fish oil with krill oil that sort of pads your joints, if I can't think of a better way of describing it, works together to support the bursa sacs that are around all your joints that keep them lubricated, keep them moving. And then, of course, with the fish oil, you've got just fabulous cardiovascular health. Get the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all the organs in your body. And this is the way to do it. It is the way to do it. There's really not much debate about this anymore. It's just, okay, what is the best vehicle? You want to take three or do you want to take one? Three capsules. You could take a krill oil, an omega-3, and you could take CoQ10. But why not take them all together to support things easily? It's a smaller, more concentrated way of getting it. One small pill is yours. It's Purity Krill Omega 50 Plus. It'll work. I guarantee it. They guarantee it. So if you want a free bottle to put it to the test, call 800-355-1493. Yep, a free bottle of Purity Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Just pay a little bit of shipping, and that's the deal. 800-355-1493. It's so great for everything. Makes your, it's even been tested and shown to improve people's IQ. So get the free bottle now. Get started. 800-355-1493. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen now with Maria Francesca Trilogy. You can always reach her at smbworks@earthlink.net. Makes it much easier. You don't have to know how to spell her name. All that Italian, those vowels, you know how nuts that can make you. So SMB, there are no vowels there at all. smbworks@earthlink.net. If you're impressed with her, you want to get a good astrological reading, want to get some good coaching, this is the way to do it. So you want to spend some time with us today and moving forward, trying to describe planets and what the planets represent to our sun sign. Do I have that right?
Yeah, or what they represent to our overall life in supporting us. Because each planet has a purpose.
But this is the kind of stuff that people can't learn on their own. This is really stuff that takes somebody like you who's really good at it, that can explain it in common layman terms.
Yes.
And that's the difficulty, because listen, even when you talk to me and I'm interested in this stuff, when you go into Jupiter's in my moon and up in my banana, I'd lose. That's when it's gone.
Yes. Right. And I think most people do. So one of the skills that I am absolutely grateful for is the ability to do that, to take this terminology and make it explainable to people so that they can understand the importance of knowing these different aspects of who we are astrologically. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to it's simple and it's complex, but it's complex because of the terminology.
Right.
So
we make it complex, but the principles are pretty simple. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so we're going to have an example of how this works. You can do your sun sign, you can do mine, you can do Kara's, and let's see what influences these various planets have as we give an example. If you need some more help, you get in touch with Maria at smbworks@earthlink.net. So we're going to start doing something every week. We'll take a different planet. I won't, we being Maria, the collective we. Maria is going to take a different planet with our visit every week and tell you what that planet represents and how it supports your life. So do we need to have an example? Do you take one person, or is this a generic sort of, we take...
Well, I would think that it would be good if we could not, I don't, you know...
Capricorn. All right, we're in the sign of Capricorn right now, the sun sign Capricorn. So let's apply it to that. Yes?
Okay. Well, the sun sign Capricorn, when we talk about, first of all, we have to explain the planets, the sun. What does the sun represent? The whatever our sun sign is, you know, that's the one that we're the most familiar with. People say, well, what's your sign? And you say, for you, it's Scorpio.
Right.
And for another person, it's Capricorn. And that is the basic, that's our basic nature. So when we look at what that sun in Capricorn means, Capricorn is considered to be an earth sign. The planet, the signs are broken down into air, fire, earth, and water, which would make a lot of sense because we are on this lovely planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we break those down, Capricorn is one of three earth signs. And we have Taurus and Virgo and Capricorn. And how they see the world and how they operate in the world every day is based on how they process thoughts, how they move forward, and they do it in a very practical way. So their focus is not even, it isn't based on how do I feel about this or what am I thinking about this.
He's a Capricorn now. These are Capricorns.
Yeah, this is Capricorn. Mm-hmm. They do it in a way that says, how practical is this?
That's, by the way, from Christmas time till the end of the third week, so like the 22nd, 23rd, all those people born between
in
the time right after
born
Christmas.
From the 21st, 22nd of December
right.
to the 20th, 21st of January. So yes. We just moved out of that Capricornian kind of energy, and now we're moving more into Aquarius. So I don't want to get confusing here.
But I want to take one bird. We got about a minute and a half. There's a fellow in my life that I'm dealing with business-wise. You have figured him out. He's a Capricorn. So what's he going to be influenced by this week? Because there's a different planet here this week than there will be next week.
Well, there are different, the moon is in different signs throughout the week, and mm-hmm. that's where the influence is. So for Capricorn this week, they are going to have to look long and hard at what it is that they are working on as far as business goes. They're going to get excited about whatever's happening, and they're going to have to look deeper to realize whether or not the what they're working on and where they're moving towards, whatever, if it's signing a contract or meeting with people, they have to really think about how practical is this. Because this is going to be a week where the moon will be, and we're already going into the moon here, where the moon will be moving through signs that are somewhat challenging to the Capricornian focus.
So you'll be put to the test. If you're a Capricorn doing business this week, you're going to be put to the test. That's what
absolutely,
it sounds like.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so there.
That's what the sun sign is. The sun sign is our basic nature.
Basic nature. All right. And then the other things will influence you one way or another, depending on what day it is, frankly, literally and figuratively. All right, good. So to be in touch with Maria for more of this sort of thing as to how it applies to you, go to smbworks@earthlink.net.